The history of our greatest heights, or why we will always need philosophy. Somehow a situation arises, likely due to broken schools and ineffective education, where people manipulate meanings and significance of words to some success. The results pull humanity back, they undo progress, and for a moment, troublemakers reemerge from dusty pages of history. The idea of the gentle lady and the gentleman is a good example, as it is not currently being undermined, being seen as old-fashioned. We want to be in the right place relative to those ideas so that we do not seem as outdated or odd. But you see, that's the trick of it. That is how we are pushed or manipulated. Gentle basically means ennobled. A gentle person is a person who has been ennobled by their deeds. And there is an old saying that goes, "A king can make a nobleman, but he cannot make a gentleman." This means that a king can grant someone land and money, but he is completely incapable of granting someone a history of good deeds, of ennobling deeds, a history of kindness and decency. It is not possible for someone to grant us a history of good deeds. We have to live that life. We have to know to live it. Philosophy is a story of good ideas. It helps us catch on and restore them. You don't have to know what gentle means to know that a gentle person is some kind of a big virtue, that it means something special and meaningful. The officer is the military version of the gentleman. And the officer never stood a chance, not ever. But now, because these ideas have been obscured, you can't tell that the officer once tried and lost. The motive behind destruction of living above the common levels of life is simple, stupid superiority. Simple and easy things. It is the triumph of the bully defeated by his own father, who can now call himself superior while still wallowing in his own shit. Can you imagine what it must feel like going from being seen as a disaster to becoming an alpha? A supreme creature who rose without any effort or virtue, precisely because the virtue has been destroyed, brought down to zero. Philosophy, among many other things, is the story of our growing up. It reminds us why each of the ever higher virtues and aims exists. While it is possible to demonize a concept completely out of a culture, the consequences will lead us right back to reinventing the same solutions. The original solutions stuck because they were the most magnificent way out. This is how such concepts as gentle emerge. They were a way to repair something, to rise above easy mistakes that trapped human beings in loops. When that becomes lost, people yet again start circling the same old pages of history. The story of philosophy, or love of wisdom, that's what philosophia means, exists to spare humanity the repetition of simple mistakes. Those needless loops that could have been avoided had we knew more. I think it will hold true that humanity will not advance without bringing its best ideas along. We just can't hop over something. And philosophy is where we store our best ideas, where we store the pictures of our highest heights so that they become aims, so that they beacon and call out. Once people go and reach those aims, once they become ennobled and go beyond to becoming educated, to becoming scientists and visionaries and ultimately great beings, their elder selves, to put it shortly, will have fewer regret. Finally, all it takes to take our best ideas out of storage and inherit them as our own wisdom is adventure. The great mythical adventure, like walking the Continental Divide, Pacific Crest, or Appalachian Trails. And all the narrated adventure nonfiction books that are loved by thinkers and adventurers, philosophers and clear-thinking intellectuals playing in our ears. Whatever has been taken from your culture can in fact be easily restored by listening to the triumphs of people who started right where you stand.